Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Amy Brooks. How are you, Amy?
I'm great, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Amy is the president of team marketing and business operations for the NBA. We'll hear later on a great story of how she joined, but right now I want to start off with the NBA as a concept. Somehow you've won all the awards as the most innovative of all sports franchise operations, and you do things differently. Talk about what the NBA does differently than other leagues.
Yeah, well, again, thank you for asking. We're thrilled to be here. I think the NBA is structured differently than most corporations. So the NBA has 30 teams, and the league office reports to those 30 teams. Adam Silver, the commissioner, reports to the 30 owners. Structured a little differently, and I say that because the collaboration between league and team is a key component to driving innovation. But what we've been able to be boosted by are a few factors. The globality of our league, first of all. We have 107 international players, so about a quarter of our players are from global countries. And anyone who grows up wanting to play basketball anywhere in the world aspires to play in the NBA. So it starts there, of course, with our players. It also starts because our players are personalities in themselves. And, you know, when I was growing up, there was no social media. You got to know the players via magazine. Today, we have over 1.6 billion followers globally, but between leagues, teams, and players, and a lot of that is because our players are such great personalities. So we also have a very young fan base, the youngest among the four professional sports in the United States, and so that, of course, drives our growth as well. And all of those things we're just hoping to double down on and continue.
So let's talk about what your actual role is. And I know you're focused on innovation and growth.
Great. I have a couple of hats that I wear. One is I oversee our team marketing and business operations group, and that is an internal consulting group. We have 94 teams. So our role is to help drive the team business, help them drive revenue, build popularity, innovate, develop strong leaders amongst themselves. And credit goes to David Stern for creating this group years and years ago. He realized even though our teams compete against each other on the court, they should collaborate when it comes to anything off the court. So what works in Atlanta to sell a ticket could work in Toronto. And we should share those best practices, share that data. So that's one group that I oversee. And then the other is our global strategy and innovation team. And that is focused on our league growth. What are our top strategic initiatives? How do we innovate and drive innovation at the league level? How do we use data to succeed? So that's what I'm focused on.
Well, you mentioned David Stern, and I remember a few years back interviewed David, and phenomenal leader. And as a matter of fact, I threw to him my one idea, which I said, we should have a four-point play where, you know, he says, well, where is it? And I said, well, half court, and they shoot 4 points. And he goes, you know, that's interesting. But I noticed the four-point play, you know, we'd get guys from Croatia. Has never happened. He was one style of an amazing leader. He was always with me, super dynamic. Adam Silver is truly what you'd call a beloved leader who everything he just does right. How is the balance between those two help shape the NBA become what it is today?
It's an essential question, and I am fortunate to have worked for those two men who are among the most visionary leaders in any industry, but to your point, with very different styles. And David was, as some have said it, and I think this is right, a leader for the time that was necessary. He needed to be a bull in the china shop sometimes, but he had that vision and he was just dogged about getting things done. And he was the first to really see the global opportunity. And he knew it took, he was about the vision, but he was about the details as well. So he knew that we had to hand deliver those VHS tapes with NBA highlights to Europe and get those on European TV. He knew we had to do the little things in every part of our business to get it done. In contrast, you know, Adam's style is very different, but he is an incredible visionary leader. It's almost like you feel like a fire is always lit under you to think about what you should do new and differently. And he emphasizes that, but he has such great instincts on decision making, and it's really led us to some great heights.
Give me an example.
The pandemic is one. So we're in the middle of COVID. Of all of the things to do in the world, playing basketball in a pandemic was not the easiest. And so I think it was very gutsy to shut down the league when we had our first player COVID positive in Rudy Gobert. We were among the first entities in the world to shut down at that time. And then it was also gutsy to start up in a bubble. And it was a very difficult time balancing the health considerations and the business considerations. And some said we should start earlier, some said we start later. The patience that he was able to show to wait to make the decision was very important. And nothing is ever perfect. You know, we finally made a decision. We restarted in Orlando. And we had a subset of our teams restart because we had stopped in the middle of the regular season. And at the time when we picked Orlando, it was the lowest COVID rate in the country. Well, a month later, when we started the bubble, it was the highest. And we're managing that. So knowing not every decision is perfect, sometimes you just have to make the best decision at that time. And I really learned sometimes you need to wait. And we do that today as much as we can, navigating the COVID environment.
So that is truly was a remarkable story, and I was so impressed how the bubble completely worked out. And so you got great leadership in those. I want to ask about the role of the actual owner. And by the way, in full disclosure, so I'm talking with my son, and one thing, you know, James 27, one thing how you connect with your kids is through sports more than almost anything. And I mentioned, he's not interested in my interviews, but I mentioned, oh, the NBA tomorrow. He says, you know, I'm really wondering the dynamic of to what degree do owners really own the team, and to what degree, if someone is making a bad decision, will you jump in and help support them so they can succeed at a better level?
It's a great question. It is a balance between owners and the league, and we've seen a lot of change in ownership over the years with more and more extremely talented, successful business people coming in to own NBA teams and looking at them as both, of course, they want to win a championship, but also a great business. But at the same time, our job at the league is to ensure that every team has the ability to compete for a championship and that every team is performing as best that they can on the business side. So as part of that, we have to push. And again, we go back to David Stern and Adam had very different styles and pushing, right? David wasn't afraid to call up and yell at someone when needed. But we have a few different ways to push teams. And one of the great ways we push teams is simply by showing what other teams are doing and the benchmarking. And you can benchmark so many different things. You can benchmark ticket sales. You can benchmark the fan experience. You can benchmark leadership and engagement scores within the organization. So we try to take an approach to show the data to motivate. And we also have a revenue sharing program, which creates accountability amongst teams. It does have some teeth in it to make sure that teams are driving revenue at the same level, the level commensurate with their market as well. But it's a balance to your question of owners and the league, but we're very fortunate to have some of the most visionary owners in the sports world, and that really has been a key ingredient to our success.
You mentioned championships, and you've about 1 minute left until a commercial break, but some teams have two superstars, some have four, or like the Nets, you might say, have five, some have three, or what's the right balance? Do you see any formulas when you're measuring things of how teams win championships?
Balance is the key word when you look at the makeup of how teams win championships. It's a balance of how long players can sign a contract. Player freedom is great. Back in the day, players could sign long, long, long contracts. They would sometimes work out, sometimes not, and the team is beholden to those contracts. Today, there's a lot more player movement, so it does cause some players to go-to teams that they want. But at the same time, parity is essential. And this system also creates parity. It creates the true belief in the fan bases. As someone who grew up in a small market going to Sacramento Kings games, true belief in the fan base is that any team can win a championship. And in fact, it's played out that way. In our first 65 years of existence, we had three teams win 60% of the championships. In the last 11 years, we've had eight teams win championships. So you see the parity, and that means that players don't necessarily have to go to a big market because they can be a global star from any market.
And there you have it. We're about to take a commercial break with Amy Brooks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the role of digital in the NBA. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Amy Brooks, President of Team Marketing and Business Operations at the NBA. So let's talk about, you have a background in marketing, you've done a lot, and everything has become digital. What is the role of digital in the NBA, and do you have any advice to CEOs that they could learn about what you're doing in digital as well?
Well, we try our best to reach our fans where they are, and this has complexity to it in modern times, because when we grew up, how do I consume basketball growing up? There's four channels, a game is on, I watch it. Today, our fans, my kids are consuming on multiple different platforms. So we were really philosophically an early adopter of, we need to be everywhere. Our highlights need to be everywhere. We worked with our players to develop their own social media platforms. And I think that's really helped us because we're able to reach fans where they are globally. But at the same time, we know our work is not done. We look at the current media landscape, and some things we're very focused on is the current environment with watching games on linear television and the decline of people who subscribe to cable TV, especially young people. And so we're trying to balance, like many content providers are, reach and revenue at the same time. So that's what, but we realize one of our key priorities in a digital world has to be the innovation around the game itself. What does the broadcast look like? Everyone wants something different. You may be watching it with your son to have fun, and you want to see mascots, you want to see fun graphics, etc. Someone else may be watching as a coach, and they want to see the X's and O's of the plays. They want to see coach-based analysis. Someone else may be watching it, I want to see the celebrities in the front row. I want to know who they are. I want to have a celebrity broadcaster. So we're trying to work on customized feeds, and that is the future, where you can have a custom feed. You may want it in a different language, but you can also chat with your friends, bring them into the game viewership. So that's where we see the industry going, and we're trying to do our best to be out in front of it.
So what the NBA has done probably better than anyone is have great personal brands of the athletes. So how do you balance that? Like you get LeBron James, a great personal brand, among the best in the entire world. But then you have the LA Lakers are also a tremendous brand. How do you balance those?
We're fortunate to have both. It's the nature of our game, first of all. The game is played without helmets, without masks. Our players are very visible. There's only five of them on the court at once, combined with our players have incredible personalities and a willingness for the vast majority of them to showcase their life behind the scenes. And that's what fans love to see. They love to see LeBron's workouts. They love to see what he does off the court. Similarly for many of our other players too. So that combined with the brands of some of our teams and the global brands, I should note as well, of all of our social media followers, again, 1.6 billion followers worldwide, league teams, players, 70% of them are outside the U.S.
Around the players, around the team, all the information on social media. Do you monitor that? Do you advise them? Or how free do you let that go?
We, of course, We pay very close attention to everything that is going on with social media. It grows on its own. That's what we're learning. We just try to be on every emerging platform that we can and adapt our content appropriately for that platform. What we have on TikTok is different than what we have on Instagram. What we have on our social media channels in China is different than in the U.S. So it's really adapting it to the audience.
Let's talk leadership. How would you codify your leadership philosophy? You were with Bain, you were in marketing, now you're president.
I like to think collaboration and empowerment and fun. Those are the three things I like to focus on, and I like to work in those environments, and I've been very fortunate at the NBA. Basketball is fun, and our success is really through collaboration, collaboration among everyone at the league, collaboration with our teams, with basketball. But I just think that the best work is done, and this has been, I learned this early in my career, when someone thinks that what you do is important and you feel empowered to accomplish that. And that's certainly what I try to press as well.
So now I want to talk about your journey into the NBA. So, you know, you're at Stanford, you averaged 1.8 a game.
Yes.
And Stanford won last year. So congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
I'm a UConn Huskies fan, but Sorry. I give it to you. You did it. You earned it. It's a fantastic story, Amy. Tell the story of what brought you to the NBA.
The story that brought me to the NBA, it's a couple ones. I'll tell one. It really starts growing up in Sacramento. And I was a girl. I was 12 years old who played a lot of sports growing up. And when I was 12, our first professional sports team moved to town, Sacramento Kings. And they moved from Kansas City. And my dad, who was a small business owner in town, owned athletic shoe stores, bought two season tickets to the Kings. I will note we were a family of four, so we were fighting to go to the game. My brother and I were fighting who gets to go to my dad. But I went to these games, and I had a project in fifth grade to write a letter to a famous person. So I wrote a letter to Terry Tyler, who was a starter at that time for the Sacramento Kings. And he was my favorite player when I watched him. Always hustled, jumped high, smiled out there. Went to the mailbox a few weeks later. He had written me back. And a nice letter, not just this autographed picture, handwritten three-page letter. And so what did I do? I went right to my room and I wrote him back again. Long story short, we wrote back and forth and we became pen pals. He got to know my family. He'd invite my parents to his holiday party. I'd go down to the court at the games, wave high. So imagine how much he invited me to his basketball camp. Imagine how much that inspired me to play basketball. And so that really started my love of basketball, really the Sacramento Kings and Terry Tyler. And so, yes, I ended up being a walk-on at Stanford, 1.8 points per game, but probably the most transformative experience of my life from a leadership perspective, too, what I learned there. I told this story to a group of 1,500 NBA business people around the league a few years ago, and I said, I'd like to thank someone today. And I brought Terry Tyler up to stage, standing ovation, right? Because they knew, wow. And I asked him the question that I wanted to ask him. I hadn't seen him in 25 years. He's a juvenile corrections officer in New Mexico. And I said, why did you take the time to write a letter to a 12-year-old girl? And he looked at me and he said, I knew that people were coming to watch Michael Jordan. They were coming to watch Larry Bird. They were coming to watch Magic Johnson. I wanted them to go home talking about Terry Tyler. And he points to me and goes, and you are a product of my hard work and dedication. And like that message, that is what the NBA has the power to do for everyone. And today, with social media and understanding our players, it just personifies our league and it creates new fans. But that really is what brought me and drove me to eventually in my career want to work in sports.
Well, I congratulate you. What a tremendous story. And we've been speaking with Amy Brooks. And that's it. We're about to leave. And great having you as a guest on the CEO Show, Amy.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, who is the president and CEO of Kaon Interactive. How are you, Gavin?
I'm doing very well, Robert. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Well, a pleasure to have you back. And let's start talking about Kaon Interactive. You really pioneered the entire area of 3D customer interaction. Talk about what that is.
What we really discovered was that there's a tremendous amount of complexity in most B2B companies' products and solutions. And this has started to become more prevalent now as complexity in the buying ecosystems has really increased. So what we realized was that there was really an important element of conveying differentiation that became much more difficult the more complexity was layered in. So what we've done is we've created an interactive platform that allows very complex solution stories to be conveyed in a very simple way. And this interactive 3D experience is something that creates sort of three levels of connection with people. One is an intellectual knowledge transfer. You learn something interesting and important and relevant. The second is it's multi-sensory. You're not only sitting and watching and listening, but you're actually interacting and you're touching and feeling and participating. And then the last one is there's an emotional connection when you're involved in these 3D experiences. And what happens when those three connections happen is you form very strong synaptic connections in your brain, which means you remember important things. So it's very effective for companies that have complex solutions. And what we've been able to see is this, as you said, sort of pioneering technology infrastructure has really had a behavioral impact that's been transformative for a lot of large organizations.
So what you're doing, in a sense, is you're taking the complex sales process, like say like with an IBM, for example, but you're simplifying it and you're turning it into all of the senses so people get to viscerally understand what's happening.
That's really important, and that point you just made is something that B2C marketers have known for a long time, which is that connection on a visceral level is a really important part of the way that people connect emotionally, and that influences their buying decisions. A lot of people forget that when B2B companies make buying decisions, the people that are involved in those decisions also have to form emotional connections. So creating that visceral connection is a very important part of helping all of the constituents in that buying cycle really understand and believe that the decision that they're making is the right one.
So what you're doing, in a sense, is you're putting the whole concept of marketing upside down. Now, you're saying that B2C companies, they understood this for years, but B2B companies are not doing this. So in a sense, the entire concept of how people go to market and interact and sell is completely different. Walk through an example of how this works.
In a typical B2B environment, you would have, from a marketing perspective, messaging going out from the company. Here's our product, here's our solution, and here's some of the key features. And those messages create an awareness in the industry, and that might be done through ads, or it might be done through sponsorships or conferences, seminars, those kinds of things. And then the salespeople bring in that same sort of messaging, but in a very declarative way. They're involved in a sales meeting and they're making a PowerPoint presentation or they're showing a video. And what's happening is they're telling the story. They're telling their prospects. And the way this has really changed is now, instead of telling your message, what B2B companies have learned is it's much more important for the prospect to reveal to themselves, to discover what's important to them on their own. So rather than telling them what they need to know, we've created experiences so that the customer can go on the website, can learn about what's important to them, and then sort of like peeling the layers of an onion, can reveal those things that are important to them and dive into whatever level of detail is important. Even in a sales meeting, rather than telling and presenting, what now happens is it's transformed where the salesperson gives control to the prospects or the customers, and they're the ones interacting and then asking pertinent questions when they come up. So when you say it's turned on its head, really what's transformative here is that the customer has become the power broker in this equation. They are the ones who are now in control, as opposed to the marketer and the salespeople telling the story. And you know, as a consumer, that you're much more likely to pursue something where you're in control, where you're the one making the decisions, where you're deciding whether to go to a different page on the website or to explore something in a live in-person environment, than you are to listen to a company telling you a message. And so this same dynamic is what's really been transformed in the B2B world. These experiences have a consistent message in them, but the way that that message is conveyed is completely opposite from the way that it used to be. And this is across all customer touch points, whether they're online, at a conference, at an online conference, in a webinar, in a sales meeting. In every environment, when the customer is the one doing the discovering, what we've learned from research and science is that the customer actually connects much better. They resonate with the messages that are important to them, and they're the ones who are actually diving into those areas of detail that matter to them, as opposed to listening to the same presentation, no matter who the audience is. So it's much more effective.
In addition to turning marketing upside down, it's turning the customer experience upside down. And I guess it's doing what's been taken and what's been known in B2C world. You've somehow figured out, you've cracked the code, how to make this interactive and switch the customer experience in a B2B sense. That's the magic.
You know, it's a really important message for us all in marketing and sales and executive leaders to understand is that the marketing research that had been done in the B2C world for years, talking about the three moments of truth, before you buy a product, as you become aware of it, the buying process itself, and then the actual using of the product, those three moments of truth also apply in the B2B world. So if you think about that, it's all about customer experience. As you're learning about different solutions and products and companies, that experience matters. When you're actually going through the buying process, how you actually acquire the product, how you buy it, and how easy it is, how many options you had, how well it fit with your procurement process, that matters too. And then, of course, how the solution works and how it fits into your problem solving, that matters as well. And if you think about all of that as a customer experience, this is what CEOs really need to pay attention to now, is that entire customer experience. Not just does the product work, but how does the customer become aware of who we are? And how do they interact with our company at every touch point? So that it's not just about the product itself or the solution, it's about every way that they interact with our company and every touch that they have, whether it's with a person or with a digital system of some kind.
So I understand how you do this, like with an Abbott, an IBM, and a Thermo Fisher. How about someone like Amazon is one of your clients, and I'm viewing that as more of a B2C. So where does Kaon play in that world?
Well, the engine that powers the Amazon website is the backbone of what's known as Amazon Web Services. And so Amazon Web Services has actually become the premier cloud system in the world and has really been the pathfinder for how cloud systems are deployed globally across different industries and even with different providers. So what Amazon's web services do is they power their own system, but they also power an enormous number of businesses across the globe, from very small companies to very, very large companies. And what Amazon Web Services found was that as a pioneer, they were actually helping to educate the market about what the opportunity was. But now that they've got some very strong competitors, their important marketing imperative is to differentiate. And so differentiating these very complex technical stories is not as simple as one might think, because each key feature only matters to different constituents in the buying cycle, depending on who those buyers are. So they have to tell a very complex technical backbone infrastructure story in a way that matters to different people in the buying process, and whether they're small companies or large companies. So what we've been able to do with Amazon is really help them tell that very complex story in a simple way. It doesn't make the solution less complex. It just makes the way that they tell that complex story simplified. and more understandable and digestible.
This is Robert Grease on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, who is the president and CEO of Kaon Interactive. This is the organization that has really pioneered the entire concept of interactive 3D digital experience. We're going to take a commercial break now, but when we come back, we're going to talk about changes in technology and innovation, and we're going to talk about personal challenges and how Gavin's world has changed as CEO since being a CEO for 16 years. Back in a few.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners.
lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dr. Gavin Finn, the president and CEO of Kaon Interactive. And Gavin, you've told me in the past that there's a lot going on in experimenting and succeeding, and there are nuances there.
You know, what's really interesting about technology innovation is that CIOs and CTOs have built infrastructures in their own organizations to experiment and do pilot projects and figure out how different technologies can solve business line problems or backbone network communications problems. And so for a long time, the technical organizations have built this engine of innovation. Sometimes they're pioneering it themselves within their enterprises, and sometimes they're finding these innovations through third parties. But what's happened in the last few years, and particularly over the last year in 2020, is that organizations outside of the information technology group have had to innovate as well. And what's been fascinating to see is that those organizations did not have that culture of experimentation and innovation and understanding of how to determine which innovations are applied to their business. But it was absolutely imperative as the digital first model became really the only way that they could communicate with clients and operate remotely. They needed to determine which innovations mattered to them. So there's two dimensions to this. One is there's technical innovations that are happening in real time, and there's the model of how you absorb and then deploy those innovations in your enterprise. So IT organizations were well set up to do this, but marketing departments, sales departments found it very challenging to figure out how to understand what innovations mattered to them. And then more importantly, how to take those innovations that did work and create an enterprise deployment across their entire organization. Actually, Bain did a study on this subject, and they found that very large organizations are really good at experimentation. They're really bad at deploying the ones that work across their entire organizations. We found this to be true over the last year particularly. So there's all kinds of innovations going on in terms of digital technology, customer communication, augmented reality, virtual reality, artificial intelligence. And all of these are being looked at as sort of pockets of problem-solving capabilities for individual problems by a wide variety of organizations in large enterprises. What really needs to happen, I think, is to say, instead of point solutions, what can we do from an institutional perspective? What can we do from an organization-wide perspective to really advance these so that we see the true benefit of these innovations? And I think the major innovations that have had huge effects over the last year and even before that are the ones that have been able to create a sustained model of innovation throughout their organization so that it's a continuous learning process. One of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is you're never really done with a digital solution. Once you've created it, you're always updating it and you're always modifying it, and it's dynamic based on what's happening in the world. And that's truly the benefit of a digital infrastructure. When you're creating something physical, you build it and it's there. And you have to leave it there for a while to get the return on investment. With a digital infrastructure, you ought to be designing it to be changing all the time. And I think that's a cultural phenomenon that a lot of organizations really need to adopt, is to think about how to continue to innovate rather than just finding something that they can put in place and assuming that it's going to be that way for the next 5 years.
It's interesting what you're talking about, the implementation side. And there's a dynamic between human and machine. And you've been working in this for years. You had at MIT your doctorate, I believe, in 1994 in artificial intelligence, way ahead of what the average bear was thinking there. And so how does it look moving forward?
That's actually the critical differentiator between companies that leapfrog their competitors and others, is their ability to understand the human behavioral aspect of innovation and to blend those with the technologies that are involved. We find that the biggest inhibitors, the largest barriers to sustained innovation, are the people and their resistance to change.
What are the qualities that you believe are lacking in leaders now, that leaders need to move forward successfully?
I think that we have to recognize that we are all part of a community. The more leaders focus on a narrow set of constituents in that community, the less likely they are to create the effect that they could in the broader community. And by that I mean that there's always a set of financial metrics that are important. There's always a set of corporate objectives and strategic initiatives that are important. But I find that a lack of understanding of the human effects of decisions that get made and strategies that get implemented often leads to short-term wins, longer-term negative effects, either for the company itself or for the community that in which they exist. And I see this sometimes when leaders are driven by particularly the financial metrics that are narrowly oriented towards corporate valuation. The shorter term those financial metrics reflect personal incentives, the worse the decisions are. And I do see more and more executives spending time thinking about the human impact of the decisions that they're making. But, and I think we're starting to see, for example, there was a tremendous effort to offshore an enormous amount of corporate functions, staff functions, to lower costs. But part of the effect that most people didn't anticipate was the negative effect on customer experience that many times was the result of that. And also, many times we found that entire communities were negatively affected when they didn't have to be. I think there's always a solution that involves bringing all of the parties together. And I believe that thinking about it from the perspective of not necessarily an optimal solution just for the company and the executives, but also for the employees and the constituents around them. So thinking about the financial metrics as a byproduct of delivering value, I think is long-term thinking that a lot of leaders need to have. And value, by the way, is not just to the shareholders or the employees, it's to all of the constituents. What value can we bring to everybody that's involved?
On that ubiquitous societal message, I want to thank you. It's a pleasure having you on the CEO show. If anyone wants to find out, what is the website?
It's kaon.com, K-A-O-N.com.
Great having you on the CEO show, Gavin.
Thank you, Robert. It's wonderful to talk to you again.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.